for women who are still getting the menstrual cycle or are of an age they should still be cycling. The estrogen, progesterone go up and down a little bit like a roller coaster, but it's supposed to be a, like literally like a roller coaster on a track. Like it's a set track. It goes up and down every month.
Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I have gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better.
For a woman who has never done any testing before, one of the biggest questions I receive are, which hormone should I be testing?
Yeah.
And it's usually followed by, where do they come from? Like, where do hormones even come from?
Right. So
let's actually start at those two guideposts, and then we can get into some of the specifics around estrogens and testosterones.
And I love this question too, because, I've said this before, a couple of years ago, my mom, who is my biggest fan, said to me, I love reading all your social media, but I don't always understand it. In fact, I don't even really know what a hormone is. And I was like, well, I failed.
Yeah.
I have failed. My mom has no idea what a hormone is. Oh my goodness. So hormones are basically just messengers, right? They're basically little signals that get sent out from various glands in the body to do something, to turn it something on, activate something, catapult something. That's what a hormone does. We have lots of areas of our body that make hormones. We call them glands. So we have adrenal glands. We have thyroid gland. We have the pancreas, we have ovaries, men have testicles. So we have glands in our brain that make the original signaling hormone that goes downstream. And so we have all these glands and they communicate with each other like, you know, my teenagers do on Snapchat all day long to figure out how to move yourself forward, how to handle your fatigue, how to get your cycle regulated, how to deal with temperature, how to, you know, handle your hair, your skin, your heart, your blood sugar, I mean, your bones. They literally handle everything in your body. So when women say, I feel hormonal, what hormone should I test? Usually when it's related to their cycle, their period, they're talking about estrogen and progesterone. That's usually what they're talking about. So estrogen and progesterone follows a rhythm. For women who are still getting the menstrual cycle or are of an age, they should still be cycling. The estrogen, progesterone go up and down a little bit like a roller coaster, but it's supposed to be a, like literally like a roller coaster on a track. Like it's a set track. It goes up and down every month. So when we test hormones, we're looking for women predominantly at testing them in the second half of their cycle. So if your period is day one, the first day you bleed is day one. Most women generally get their hormones checked days 19, 20, 21, because we're at a certain point on the roller coaster track and it's a very set point. We know the reference ranges for that point. We know what to expect at that point, and that's why we test there. Now, it's not set in stone for every woman. Some women have longer cycles. Some women have shorter cycles. Some people don't cycle at all, and they can't figure out what's going on. And so we just have to adjust the testing days a little bit.
Right, and that's now, for testing specifically, or would you say that's true across the board?
Across the board. Saliva, blood testing. You know, women are listening to this and go, oh, you know what? I have an OBGYN appointment tomorrow. Can I ask for a blood test for... Can I get my estrogen and progesterone tested? Yeah, you can. Just make sure you're at the right part of your cycle. Make sure you talk to your practitioner about where you are in your cycle and if that's the appropriate day to test. Now, we have other hormones that we talk about, right? I don't have a sex drive, or, you know, I have my hair is falling out. And so those other hormones like thyroid, testosterone, cortisol, DHEA, we can actually test them whenever, kind of when you feel your worst, we can test them. They're not so cycle related. And we tend to make it easier for women, test them all at once. You know, one day, why not just knock it out? But other women will say, well, actually, I feel the worst on this day. Can I test cortisol this day? Or can I test my thyroid this day? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. It's not so set in stone.
So the first thing for anyone listening is to track your cycle,
yes,
right? Because that's going to give you, I'm sure that you know that you would be amazed at how many women I speak to that they have no idea how long their cycle is. They don't track. They don't know. It's like, oh yeah, it's here. Like, okay, I guess I'm bleeding now. And like, okay, I'm not bleeding anymore. And I'll probably in about a month, you know, they have, there's no, tracking. And that's really, if there's any takeaway, that's like the first thing, right? Because then you really do get to understand the differences in terms of your mood, your energy, your sleep, your all the things that you were saying, and to really get to understand yourself and your own personal hormonal milieu, whatever that looks like for you. Yeah.
Right. Right. And I'll be honest, like it's even I track, I have an app on my phone that I track my cycle and I'm aware when I ovulate, I can feel it. But I was somewhere, I think probably with a group of friends, and they were like, oh, how long is your cycle? And I was like, well, I'm very consistent, 28 days. And I pulled up my app and my app gives me an average, like what your average days are. And it said 26. And I was like, when did I lose 2 days? And why didn't I know? So apparently I'm a 26 day girl instead of a 28 day girl. So even it gets to the best of us.
All right, Betty's, if you found that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.